there's uncertainty about next year.
We know that, and in our life as well. But Scotty, yeah, say something about it. We are trying to sell. We're trying to sell to someone who will continue.
I just wanted to say a couple of words. I'm sure that this might affect everybody on the slate, whatever we do, one way or another. And it's something that we, of course, say deep. We've heard all kinds of rumors about why we're selling and why we're doing this and why we're doing that. And there's only one reason. We haven't got any money. And the whole point is that we've gone to people come up to us and say, why are you doing this? Why are you selling? How can you do it? Leaving your kids, they were going to be here. Why don't you let them run it? Why? And actually, our kids think that we're getting old and senile and that we don't want to do it anymore. And they're far from the right answer there, because we're getting old and we may be half senile, but as far as living on the slate, I've probably been here longer than anybody else in the room. And we are not anxious to the heritage here of trying to make people happy is something that we've always tried to keep going one way or another. We have to, of course, not spend as much time with the association as we used to, because just trying to keep above water and get enough guests paying in a hotel to pay the taxes. Some people don't realize it, but we pay about $100,000 in taxes every year, and we pay another $50,000 in insurance. Now, you've got to sell a heck of a lot of ice cream cones to come up with $100,000 for the taxes. And actually, it amounts to about $250,000 a year that we have to come up with just to open the doors here. And we can't do it the way things are today. The government has got all of these new regulations, the taxes, everything that comes along. And so we have to think of we've got some, because we're for about 10 years, we had very good business. 10 years ago, for about 35 years, we had very good business. We were making money, putting money in the bank, and able to make a profit. We have 120 rooms here. We were keeping some of them open and busy every night. If you don't give people in rooms, which we're paying taxes for, why then you can't make it. You can't make it at dinners and weddings and parties and all this stuff, because it doesn't even come close. You're paying taxes on all these buildings. And we were just figuring out today that these buildings are probably at a point of, 80 years, 90 years?
112, of course,
Green Gables,
90 years for this building and the two buildings on the lake.
And so with all of this expense, with the age of these buildings, it gets to a point where it requires more and more and more expense just to keep them going. And so we're hit with that along with everything else. And so at this present time now, Doris and I had put money in the bank, and we used to get a salary. We haven't had a salary of any kind except the car and eating during the summer. But we haven't had any salary for about 20 years. And we worked day and night on this darn thing, and you think that we want to give it up? No, we don't want to give it up. But we have.